Well, they'd say sui to scatter.
Sui to scatter.
Yeah.
And something else to get them to come.
Yeah. No, I can't think of how they call them holes now.
What about the chickens?
Oh, they'd say kick, 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 kick.
They say anything to scatter them?
Say shoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't guess you heard too many calls to sheep.
No.
Since there weren't many around.
No.
Okay. What about this expression, Mr. Say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, like you're going to use them on a wagon?
Yeah.
What would you say you're going to do to the horses to get them ready? You'd say, I've got to...
Oh, harness them or gear them up.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Put the gear on.
Okay. You're talking about riding a horse, you know those things that you hold in your hand to guide them?
Yeah, the lines or the reins.
Uh-huh. What about the ones that you hold in your hand when you're plowing?
That's plow lines.
Plow lines, I see. And when you're riding on a horse, those things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Yes, sir. Okay. Around here, if you have several horses hitched up to a wagon or something, did you ever hear people call one of the horses the lead horse?
Yeah. That was the one out front. He had more than two hitched together.
Mm-hmm. Generally, how many horses would you have before you talked about having a lead horse?
Well, you generally have three or four.
Mm-hmm. And you called him the?
Lead horse.
Yes, sir. I see. What about this expression? Say if you're looking for something, but it's very common. You might say, well, you don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And say if somebody accidentally slipped and fell down, and they fell that way,
yeah. You
say they fell.
Fell backwards.
But that way would
front
be.
And fell front.
Right. Okay.
That fella's about half drunk.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Talking about those, you know, those trenches that are cut out by a plow.
Yeah.
What would you call them?
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. I see. And say if you have a real good yield, you say you raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this expression? Say if you have a piece of land and you got a lot of bushes and trees on it.
Yeah.
And you want to put that land to cultivation.
Yeah.
What would you say you did to the land to get it ready?
You had to clear it up.
Mm-hmm. I see. About how long would it take you back then when you were growing up to get a piece of land cleared?
Oh, it'd take a good while.
What did you generally use?
Well, a grubbing hoe and an axe. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you had to clear it up then.
Yes, sir. I see. Do people around here have a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
I see. Well, say if a farmer has just cut his hay off the field for the first time, and then it comes back up again after that, you would just call that the...
Well, I don't have an answer to that one.
I was wondering if you called it the second cutting or something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah.
Do people ever talk about having second cuttings or third cuttings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way they would say it? You had a...
Second cut or the third cut.
Okay. What about if you had a crop that comes up in the field even though you didn't plant it? Would you call that anything special?
No, just grass.
Well, I mean, like, say if you got a field of peas or something like that, and you got a corn stalk growing up in
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You say that just came up?
Yeah.